The bridge. Dig a little deeper, dive a bit further, and together let us explore a little bit more. But before heading off to uncharted terrains, let me introduce you to your companions. Welcome curiosity as your friend, and consider grace your ally. Neglect not their importance, for their invitation is not granted to all. Let curiosity lead you to the depths of Alpha, and grace to the realms of Omega, and let awareness be the bridge between the two. Wait, O sweet soul, wait. Don't be in a hurry to choose between the two. Instead, approach the silent and everlasting presence of the bridge. It is the witnessing bridge that can impart the secrets of both to you. So choose no more, for if you sit in its infinite presence, a knowing beyond your limited perceptions will be made manifest to you. A prayer. Do with me what you will. Make your will be my will, and my will be your will. Make me your puppet, and attach thy hands, and bring me to life. Speaketh through me your holy words, my Father. Doth with my hands that which you want done. Heareth with my ears that which you want heard. But allow me, my Lord, to do that which I will with my eyes. Allow me, my dear Father, to cry tears of longing and affection every time you bestow your grace upon me and bring me to life. Tragedy. How tragic it is, and how conflicting it feels, that in pursuit of chasing light, we forego the very abode that conceived us, an abode that provided for our nourishment and sustenance, an abode that nurtured us and prepared us for life. In the pursuit of chasing light, we forego our own true companion, our abode of darkness, our unconditional abode of love, acceptance, and creation that is clearly waiting to embrace us at the end of this journey called life. Through God's eyes. Let it be spoken, let it be deliberated upon. Allow for postulations upon the if, but, how, and the why. Let them break and rebuild, and let them reconstruct with the same pieces. Shush, my tender heart, don't be so feeble. You are like a leaf whose course is determined by the direction of the wind. Wait and listen to what silence has to reveal to you, and then come back ever so gracefully and help them rebuild. Show off. Show off your love. Show off your affection. No, that everyone you come across is a disguised version of yourself. Greet yourself even when you do not look friendly. Love yourself even when you look despondent. Know that every heart that you touch with compassion will reflect the benevolent face of God looking right back at you. Madness. To love is not to have conditions upon the other. To love is to madly accept the other and enjoy their madness. After all, if you both have not enjoyed each other's madness, then you have not loved at all. Too late. You see, it is never too late to be in his remembrance. How can you worry about effort towards he who is above time and space? Effort takes time, don't you see? Why confine yourself to that dimension at all? Rise above it. Demand more, and with every passing breath, ask for more. The way. Of what purpose does seclusion and hiding serve, my Lord, when all you have indicated to me is your infinite presence in all? And to what degree would undergoing austerities get your attention, when all you have ever shown me is an effortless and luminous path called devotion? Perhaps undertaking pilgrimages and bathing in holy rivers may make me worthy of your mercy. But what can I say of the whisperer who journeys within the depths of my soul to assert his infinite love and brilliance? Speak. Come hither and teach me. Come and teach me in a language that is of your kind, and teach me from your own mouth. Let me erase my mind of any residue, a residue of knowledge acquired over time. Let your words penetrate the depths of my being, and let my being communicate that which it has experienced. O language, try not to be so cruel. Reveal to me what my soul is trying to convey. Conceal no longer that which I yearn to learn. Allow my secrets to be spoken back to me. Speak to me a river of mercy, kindness, and gratitude. Speak to me a flame of harmony, faith, and trust. Speak to me a fountain of benevolence, guidance, and love. Plucked. Oh, what good is a flower if the petals have been plucked from it? Oh, what good is a butterfly if the wings have been clipped from it? Oh, what good is my remembrance if devotion is devoid from it? Alchemy. It is said that only a supreme alchemist possesses the ability to transform base metal to gold. Perhaps more important than the transmutation to gold, I long for eternal companionship with the supreme alchemist himself. Just a moment. Give me a moment. Sit with me and talk with me. Enough about myself. Let us reminisce about you for just a moment. Let us reminisce over a cup of coffee. Tell me of the auspicious moment when you decided upon all of creation, a creation whose foundation would be based on the dimension of time. Time, a platform upon which you so intricately stretch the eternal present moment across infinite space. Oh, what can I say of your beautiful craftsmanship, my Lord? How swiftly you proceeded to weave events using threads of memory and imagination upon the tapestry of space and time. Tell me, my Lord, how did you engineer the faculty of sense perceptions and give rise to the observer? The observer, whose reality is as real as what is being observed. If everything is encapsulated in a simple moment, then impart upon me that momentary understanding, my Lord. tale and tell. Let us speak of a tale that shows and tells, shows that which everyone else sees, and tells differently to those who see. See if the tale tells differently to you than it does to me, and tell me, just because it tells differently to you, does it have to be true for me? Every moment we engage in this tale, and every moment has a tale to reveal. Tell me, my friend, does your tale tell you that which it tells me? Reflect. If we must reflect, then let us not reflect upon every single thought that occurs. Rather, let us reflect carefully upon the nature of the system that generates those thoughts. If we must acknowledge, then let us not acknowledge individual contribution that makes up the system. Rather, let us acknowledge the whole system in terms of their individual contributions, so that what inevitably transpires is a view of a cohesive system operating from totality instead of individuated fragments of perceptions. Contradictions. Have you ever noticed the nature of teachings? Do all the teachings apply equally to all? And if they apply equally to all, would its essence be comprehended in equal intensity by all? Ponder with me for a while. Just as a parent who is responsible for nurturing life created by his loins may implore a bit of strictness to instill discipline in one, while exuding gentleness to instill confidence in the other, he is well aware that strictness upon the other will prove as detrimental as gentleness upon the one. And yet, in the presence of both, he imparts a generalized teaching to all. The parent, though contradictory and even unjust in his individual approach, is at full liberty of deploying measures as he deems fit for their well-being. So tell me this, my friend. Just like your parent, are you not at the liberty of discerning which guidance pertains to you? Instead of getting caught in a mental maze of contradictions, why not attend to the guidance that stirs up your spirit and rekindles your light? Courtesan. Oh my love, you spend your entire life in the hopes to become better, to become happier, to become more spiritual. As noble and humbling these becomings appear, have you ever wondered that perhaps you are enough just as you are? That perhaps these becomings are nothing but thoughts that create an illusion of lacking? These lenses of so-called thoughts are like courtesans who vow to spend the night with the highest bidder. So long as you bid more, they allot more of their time to you. And therein lies the misfortune. The more you see from the eyes of the courtesans, the more you need to become. According to them, you see, better can always become more better. Happier can always become more happier. Spiritual can always become more spiritual. Is this not the situation that we struggle with today, my love? Why pay so much heed to the courtesan? After all, she is what she is because of the attention given to her. Would it be possible then to accept yourself as you are and unbecome? Experience. Who you consider companions are simply co-travelers. You may share the same destination, but the paths leading to it may differ. Like the wild winds in the desert sands, your path too will change routes, sometimes gently cascading through the smooth terrains, and at other times violently disrupting the stillness of its domain. Instead of fighting this inevitable force of change, why not see where these wild happenings will lead you? So go on. Explore the gracious bounties of your inner desert and traverse in the deepest dungeons within yourself. Witness yourself in the darkest hours of the night and renew your vitality in the brightest hours of the day. Do all that you can by yourself, within yourself, so that when you finally reach your destination, you are filled with an exhilarating substance called experience. Forget it. Let me forget myself. Let me forget my conditionings. And let me forget about my borrowed concepts. Let me then be free of all that is not mine. And let me be rid of my fears. For truly then do you experience authentic freedom. Now, let me be available to receiving fully, and let me also be at the liberty of fully dropping as well. Let me experience a vitality of such life in which experiences are fully lived and dropped once experienced. But of course, what sounds simple may not be easy to achieve, for there lies an impersonator who swiftly begins to comment upon your experiences. An impersonator who effortlessly creates an illusory friction between what is received and dropped, while every experience is questioned, scrutinized, and validated to the nth degree of satisfaction. We forego millions of such precious and transformative moments of our lives. A dream. You see, at the end of it all, we must all wake up from this dream. The question is, do you want to wake up relieved, or do you want to wake up exhilarated and wanting some more? Lotus. Oh, Lotus. Why are you so anxious for your own reflection? Your abode is made up of thick, heavy, and murky elements of mud. Even if it did reveal your reflection, how clearly could you truly see yourself? Oh, Lotus, you were simply created. Can you accept yourself in your entirety without clinging to reasons? Know that one day you will be presented at the feet of your master. Is it possible then to just take great comfort and submit yourself entirely, my dear one? Doubt. Don't you doubt the power of love? I speak not of the conceptual and distorted version of love in your minds. I speak from a place of resonance that harvested life itself. I speak from the bosom of the creative power, a power that generated all your heavens and hells and everything above it and below it. I speak from a place of chaos. Chaos that conceived the wheel of time and birthed order. I speak from a place of infinite intelligence, an intelligence that carved a niche for meaningful and transformative experiences. Don't you doubt this power. Had it not been for love, my love, you would have never come to be. What if? What would happen if we were to fully die to each moment? Would we have the capacity for judgments and scrutiny? Or would we be available to experience each moment in its full intensity? What would happen if we decided to forego the addiction to meanings and purpose? Would we be acting out of ignorance and carelessness? Or would we become more receptive to divine order? What if, at every moment, we have at our disposal the possibility to experience our full potential through higher perceptions?